All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femininio and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
All right, so before we get back to the people, the takes that are coming out of last night are unbelievable regarding Russell Westbrook. Now, Sully, you had audio you wanted to play, and I want you to play it, and then I'm going to offer a comprehensive take here on Russie, because I just think people are incredibly unfair. But set this up. I know this was Hatchet. You weren't even there. Sully was just like, it's jaw dropping audio.
It is. It's stunning that someone would say this, especially in 2018. But this is from Fox Sports Oklahoma. Brian Davis is the announcer, essentially the George Blaha of the Thunder. You know, not that anyone can compare to George, but you get my
good
point.
Good evening, everybody.
And this was just a clip from the game last night in regards to
Russell Westbrook. Of us have heard this because you've squirreled it away.
I wanted to get your guys' natural reaction to this, okay?
How bad is this?
I mean, he's using a word that he has no business using. Just listen.
Really?
A term, I should say.
Really? Oh.
Russell looking for Ferguson in the corner for three. Westbrook is out of his cotton picket mind.
Talk to you tomorrow. Gotta go.
See what I mean about jaw dropping?
Oh. Oh my. Oh my.
Oh. So what?
Oh my.
Come on. Well.
Brooke is out of his cotton picket mind. Cotton picket mind.
Yeah, you just can't say that, man.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I'll say this.
Mm-hmm.
Play it again. Because I think he's trying to say something else, but he corrects himself.
Russell looking for Ferguson in the corner for three. Westbrook is out of his cotton picket mind.
Yeah, just what I thought. He wanted to say something else. Now, I don't like what he said.
What was he going to say? Out of his cock-a-doodle-doo?
No, he wanted to cuss. He wanted to say GD. I guarantee you that's what
hold
he
on.
Wanted to say, but he stumbled and stopped.
All right, hold on there, your criminal minds. Hold on. This damn guy, what is he, Gary Sinise? Here, play it again. Let me hear this.
Russell looking for Ferguson in the corner for three. Westbrook is out of his cotton-picking mind.
Wait.
That pause.
Wait.
That's what comes to your mind?
Wait, yeah, hold on. No. I'm with Sully here. How do you go from dropping the GD to going, cotton picking?
Here's why. I'm not a cusser, but if I came close, that's what I say.
No way.
Yes.
I have never heard the words cotton picking come out of your mouth.
I've never gotten to it here in this building. But before, growing up, if I didn't want to say a cuss word or that statement, I said that.
Yeah, but cotton picking mine.
I'm shocked.
I don't like the statement, but.
You just can't say that. Right. Especially this announcer's white, right? That makes it even better.
I don't have a problem with it. I don't. Colored is fine.
David.
This is almost as bad as colored is fine moment for David.
See, that's a phrase that, like, I don't even know that I've heard anyone use in reality. Like, you know the phrase exists, but you've never heard somebody in the course of a conversation use it? I don't know about that. What was the reaction to that?
I haven't heard that since, like, Foghorn Leghorn.
I said... I mean, there's a difference between Foghorn Leghorn, a cartoon, you know, saying a cartoon cat is out of its cotton picking mind.
That was in the 50s.
Right, I said, and then.
But here's a text right here. Really, Sully, don't even try to say it's a racial word. For God's sakes, you need to relax.
Whoa. Sully's not alone. I was stunned at this. Is that?
That's definitely racial. Come on, guys.
I'm not calling for the guy's job or anything. It's just a bad choice of words, I thought.
Well, and I'll read this. The Thunder came out. Their vice president came out and apologized. He said, "We find the term used by Brian Davis on our broadcast last night to be highly inappropriate and offensive. We've discussed it with the announcer and let him know that. He assures us it was not meant in any sort of offensive or derogatory manner. And he apologizes. Nonetheless, he's been told the use of that term in any manner is unacceptable."
Now, I don't know this man. I can't claim what the intent is. That's not the discussion. It's just an oopsie. But hold on. Can you get me the origin of the phrase? Like, does it mean what we think it means? Or is it something totally different? I mean, David, you're the expert on this. You use the phrase, apparently, in some alternative universe.
So there's phrases.org.
Oh, reputable source.
Okay, here we go. What's the meaning of the phrase cotton picking?
Mind. Cotton picking mind.
Right, but that, it doesn't, it kind of breaks it up.
Oh, I thought it had to go together. Okay, go ahead.
A general term of disapproval or something that is troublesome or a nuisance is what cotton picking in itself means.
So he's out of his troubled mind? No.
It says it can come to as little surprise that the term cotton picking originated in the southern states, the U.S.
Yep. Could go ahead and just say you can't do that.
I don't think he meant it in a malicious way, though.
But what did he mean it as?
I really do. I told you. I think he didn't want to use the GD word, so he just went with that as an alternate.
How is that the alternate?
I really...
How do you not say out of his damn mind? He's out of his mind. Do what they used to do on SportsCenter. Just somebody randomly yell out Jumanji or in Fuego.
Yeah, but I think it happened in the moment. Play by play. It happened in the moment, and he just went with that.
What is the Ticket Tech's response to this? I'm not angry. I'm more just like stunned. I have never heard that phrase used in reality.
Certainly it's caused outrage nationally.
Has it?
A lot of people are, without question, just comparing this to, yeah, it's a undertone for slavery, for the South, whatever.
Of course.
Racial.
Oh, boy. David shaking his head. All right.
I think people overreacted.
David, listen, I'm not... I think it was an oopsie. I don't know this man. I just can't believe...
Well,
he would say something insulting intentionally. Maybe it I don't know.
We have some people saying that Stoney used to use the term.
What?
A few texts coming in with that. I don't know if that's
what?
I don't know if that's true.
Well, then again, he was born in the 1800s. Stoney used to use that term?
There's a few texts, more than a couple. There's a few texts coming in.
Listen, Stoney comes from a time and place where I'm just kidding.
We have to forgive him for, the way he used to be isn't the way he is now. No, I've never heard that term used. But when Sully played that audio, I went, oh, no, that doesn't sound right.
Let this be a lesson to Ryan Woolley when he's doing his ESPN games.
Yeah, do not use that.
Yeah, right.
Do not.
John, what do you got?
Some people saying it's okay. You know, it's just his choice.
I don't
of words.
Know what to say. I'm just telling you my initial reaction was, oh, no. No, no.
Yeah, I assumed it was, even if it's not meant, of course, if it's not meant to be some vicious racial thing, you still just can't say it.
Roberto, what are you pointing at? I doubt what you're pointing to he could read.
No, we can't.
I know how your mind works. Please sit down. For the safety of this program.
Someone said it's not slavery related. It alludes to the fact that the act of cotton picking is annoying.
So what was annoying about Russell Westbrook being awesome? It doesn't even make sense.
I mean, clearly the Thunder came out and apologized for it, so clearly it was an issue.
Yeah, but hold on. Everybody apologizes for everything now. Let's not get carried away. I've never heard that phrase in reality. Michael, do you use that phrase?
No, I've never heard it used, really. No.
Well, I mean, has Westbrook been asked about this?
No, but I'm sure he'd have some comments for it. He's usually pretty outspoken.
Mm-hmm. Well, it also would be good to find out what the relationship with the announcer is. Does he like him? Is it adversarial? I don't know. I just, geez.
Is he related to Fuzzy Zeller?
All right, you're done. You're done. That's there. You can't say things like that. That's awful. No, I don't know. I don't know how to feel about it. I just, initially, you're right, Mikey. I'm like, oh, no.
Yeah, simply, you just can't say it. You know, it's not like
but
anyone.
But it's odd that of all people on this show who goes, oh, I say it and I have no problem with it, it's David.
I know.
I'm speechless.
It's also different, though. It's not like we're sitting here saying the guy was trying to be malicious and vicious. It probably was just a slip up, or maybe he has heard that term. I don't know. And just use it. But I certainly don't think you can say that word.
Are you
going to be okay?
Why don't you try that at your appearance tonight and see how it goes?
Just, yeah.
Or not.
Start telling people they're out of their cotton picking mind for not showing up to Mr. B's tonight.
Hey, Sully, I'd really enjoy a gin and tonic. You're out of your cotton picking mind. I've never heard that phrase in reality.
Dennis Fithian just sent me a message.
God.
He said Michigan radio legend Bob Ufer said cotton picking all the time.
Well, color me confused. I don't know what's up or down. Wow. Yeah, like I said, I haven't hammered this guy, and I'm sure as hell not fully comfortable with it. Mike, you win. Great audio. I don't know what the hell to do with that.
Wish we had more time to discuss it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.